So let's get ready for the meditation. Lie down if that feels right for you for the meditation, or sit up on a chair, lie on your side. Get comfortable and mentally and physically prepared for the meditation and relaxation. Ideally having a straight-ish spine, not too rigid, but bringing a quality of alertness and relaxation to your posture. So lying down in Shavasana or semi-supine, or sitting up, creating a space that feels right to embark on this part of the class, the last part of the class, relaxation. Making a bit of space for yourself, not to move your body, and more direct your attention now. And to begin with, be aware of your posture, the different places and different spaces of your body, coming inside yourself by closing the eyes, and do a little bit of heart listening to your body, being aware of the different rhythms and places and spaces of your body and the activity of your mind, listening. You don't need to argue with your body or your mind, just to listen to it, moment to moment. You don't have to believe it anyway, just to notice it being here in that moment. Pressures of the body, movements of the body, pressures of the mind, movements of the mind. What's on your heart right now? How do you feel? Anytime you need to, and during the relaxation, you can come back to the feeling of breathing to anchor yourself and center yourself. It's always available, your breathing. But right now, would you choose to bring attention, if you can, to that right hand as a place to feel? And in particular, the right hand thumb, without moving that right hand thumb, but bringing awareness to it, not wriggling it or touching it, just feeling that right hand thumb if you can. And honoring the sensation of no sensation, if there's no sensation, that right hand thumb. And then the second finger, so we'll move from part to part. It's useful to mentally repeat the part to yourself, so saying to yourself, second finger of that right hand, and simultaneously seeing if you can feel it. Third finger of the right hand, fourth finger, little finger. Not forcing anything to arise, but being as open as you can to the sensations. Feel all the fingers together of that right hand. Any sensations in the palm of the hand and the back of the hand now? Right wrist. Right lower arm. Right elbow. Being awake as best as you can to the right elbow. Any sensations at all? Right upper arm. On the surface, any muscular tension? Anything to feel in that right upper arm? Is there discomfort, quite clear? Are there nagging sensations or very soft little sensations? Right shoulder. Is it possible, firstly, just to allow that right shoulder to be that way? If your attention can arrive in that right shoulder, or is your attention quite busy with other things? Things of the past, things of the future perhaps, imaginations, worries or concerns. And your body is here, and that's why it's so useful as a tool to come back to. And the right shoulder being the place that we're focusing on in the moment, inviting it there if you feel to. And if your mind's drifty, allow it to drift and come back to the body when you can. The right side of the neck and throat. The right side of the head. The right nostril. And any air that just so happens to come in and out of that right nostril, if any air is coming in and out, not forcing it, being aware of the right nostril as it is, if you can. Move attention deliberately, if you can gather it up, and move your attention down into the right side of the chest, right rib cage, right shoulder blade, feeling the right side of the chest at the front and the side and the back, making a bit of space for this part of your body to show up, and deliberately move your attention to it if you can. And allow whatever is there to be felt, acknowledging. Move your attention now down into the right side of the belly, right waist, right lower back. And you're practicing being open to the sensations of the body, and also practicing to be awake to the sounds outside your body and the feelings that naturally come along and take over attention, and thoughts and sounds hijacking attention. Not a problem, it's just part of the practice. That's what will happen. And orientating to your body when you want to, coming back to the feeling of the right side of the belly. If you can feel anything there. How often we want things to be there in certain places, and other times not wanting things to be there. Right side of the pelvis now. Using your breathing to come back to your body. And the right side of the pelvis, right buttock, right hip. Let's move again. Attention down into that right thigh. If it's possible, to feel the right thigh. Remember, you can move your body if you get uncomfortable, adjust things, change your posture, particularly if you're getting cold or too hot, taking things off or putting things on. Being alive and awake, moment to moment. On the surface, deeper down sensations in that right upper leg, right thigh. right knee now. And sometimes it's a challenge just to lie still and to feel the subtle sensations, or not so the subtle sensations of your body. Particularly if your mind is have a nagging quality or a demanding quality, if you can, allow your mind to connect into your breathing, particularly when it's busy or restless, to offer a little bit of space, and then to drop back into the body, in this case the right knee. Over and over again, using your breathing and awareness to cultivate a peaceful or quieter space inside yourself, seeing if it's true. Right lower leg now, calf muscle at the back, particularly if you're lying on your back with the legs long, any pressure in that right calf muscle, but comfortable or awkward, clear or hazy. Anything in the front of that right lower leg, in the shin. Right ankle now. Right foot. Feeling. The right foot, is it touching? Does it have a numb quality, or a light quality, or a heavy quality, an itchy quality? Lots of pressure, no sensations. Because it's quite far from the upper body, the head. Is that right foot, can you feel anything in that right foot? Sliding your mind down the body into that right foot. Even for a moment, accepting if you can where your attention goes to, if it's not in the right foot, accepting it's where it is in the moment. Open. Practicing being open. Now we'll leave the right foot. Let it go if you can. And move attention into the sensations of that left hand. And narrow attention into the left hand thumb. Nail of the thumb even. Left hand thumb. Nail of the thumb. Second finger of the left hand. Third finger. Fourth finger, ring finger. Little finger. All the fingers of that left hand together. Palm of the hand, back of that left hand. Left wrist. Lower arm. If you can, be aware of your breathing, feeling the breath, and that left lower arm now together. Left elbow. Left upper arm. Maybe qualities of clothing or blanket. Soft or hard qualities. Warmth or cool qualities. left shoulder. Any tension? How we often carry tension in the shoulders. What's that left shoulder communicating to you, if anything at all? Or is it quite strong, demanding qualities? How often our attention gets pulled to areas of tension, whether it's in that left shoulder or other parts in the body. Left side of the neck and throat now. As if you're feeling it for the very first time. Feeling the body, left side of the neck and throat. And up into the left side of the head, left side of the face, left nostril, acknowledging, opening, arriving, being present to the left nostril on the left side of the head, and any air that maybe, might be, possibly, coming in and out through that left nostril. Flow down and away from that left nostril, moving into the left side of the chest. Left side of the chest, left rib cage, left shoulder blade, feeling the shape and any movements, any qualities in this part of the body, moment to moment. Not assuming you know. Coming into the unknown, being present to life, moment to moment, registering it, noticing it, feeling it, being alive to it, connecting. Down into the left side of the belly, left waist, left lower back area. You're not suggesting your body be a certain way. You're not fantasizing it. If you can, come to reality. If you can, be present to life as it is without exaggerating it. Imagining it. Left side of the belly, left waist. What's there right now? And is it different right now? Does it somehow change if you feel into it? Or does it stay the same? The shape, any movements, pressures, down again further, deliberately shifting attention down into the left side of the pelvis, left hip, left buttock, anything inside that left side of the pelvis area. Left thigh now, inside, outside, and the muscle and the bone, clothing, making a space for you to be you, to feel. Left knee, left lower leg, shin, calf muscle, remembering your breath. Left ankle, left foot, bringing the mind down into that left foot. Is your mind in a complaining mode? Is it in a quiet mode? Is it restless? What's the communication like in your mind, and can you bring your mind down into that left foot? And will it stay there, or do you need to invite it back over and over again? Just noticing the tendencies that we all have, the patterns of attention. And broadening your awareness now to fullness. The whole of yourself, from the skin on the soles of each foot to the skin on the hands, skin on the face, the skin of the body, the envelope of your body, the space occupied by your body. The muscle, the bone, the blood flow, the organs. Feeling the sensations of life in your body, moment to moment. This life, encased in this body in this moment. And if you can, bring a little bit of appreciation, remembering, even though life can be challenging and is challenging, life can be quite beautiful, an opening, and new, refreshing. Remember to bring a little bit of thankfulness into your existence, just remembering something that you've done recently that's been useful or good. Appreciation to yourself. A bit of gratitude towards yourself. Self-care starts from inside, starts from home base, this body, this mind, this heart, from your actions, from our words, our day-to-day life, remembering to be grateful, even if it's just for the small things, for the rain coming down. So I wish you well on your journey, and I'll see you next time. Namaste.